Deuteronomy chapter 32. Listen, O you heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My teaching shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass, because I will publish the name of the Lord Jehovah. Ascribe greatness to our God. He is the rock, his work is perfect, because all his ways are just, a God of truth and without sin, just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves, their spot is not the spot of his children, they are a perverse and crooked generation. Do you in this way appease the Lord Jehovah, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he your father who has bought you? Has he not made you and established you? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you, your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. Because the Lord's, Jehovah's, portion is his people, Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land, and in the waste howling wilderness, he led him about, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirs up her nest, flutters over her young, spreads abroad her wings, takes them, bears them on her wings. So the Lord Jehovah alone led him, and there was no strange God with him. He caused him to ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields, and he caused him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of cattle, and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs, and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats, with the fat of kidneys of wheat, and you drank the pure blood of the grape. But Jeshurun upright, righteous one, a reference to Israel, grew fat, and kicked, you have grown fat, you have grown thick, you are covered with fatness. Then he forsook God who made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations they provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons, not to God, to gods whom they did not know, to new gods that came newly up, whom your forefathers did not fear. Of the rock who fathered you, you do not remember, and have forgotten God who formed you. And when the Lord Jehovah saw it, he hated them, because of the provoking by his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them, I will see what their end shall be, because they are a very perverse generation, children in whom is no faith. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those who are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation, because a fire is kindled in my anger, and shall burn to the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischief upon them, I will spend my arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger, and devoured with burning heat, and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them, with the poison of snakes of the dust. The sword outside, and terror inside, shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the nursing child also with the man of gray hair. I said, I would scatter them into corners, I would make the memory of them to cease from among men. Had it not been that I feared the wrath anger of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and the Lord Jehovah has not done all this. Because they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase 1,000, and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them, and the Lord Jehovah had shut them up? Because their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. Because their vine is of the vine of Sodom, and of the fields of Gomorrah, their grapes are grapes of gall, their clusters are bitter, their wine is the poison of dragons, and the cruel venom of snakes. Is this not laid up in store with me, and sealed up among my treasures? To me belongs vengeance, and reward. Their foot shall slide in due time, because the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them come quickly. Because the Lord Jehovah shall judge his people, and he himself shall repent for his servants, when he sees that their power is gone, and there is no one shut up, or left. And he shall say, where are their gods, their rock in whom they trusted, which ate the fat of their sacrifices, and drank the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you, and be your protection. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me, I kill, and I make alive, I wound, and I heal. neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. Because I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. If I sharpen my glittering sword, and my hand takes hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies, and will reward those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the dead and of the captives, from the beginning of revenges upon the enemy. Rejoice, O you nations, with his people, because he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful to his land and to his people. And Moses came and spoke all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Hoshea Joshua, the son of Nun. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. And he said to them, set your hearts to all the words which I testify among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe to do, all the words of this law. Because it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life, and through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land, where you go over Jordan to possess it. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses that very same day, saying, get yourself up into this mountain Abarim, to Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is opposite Jericho, and see the land of Canaan, which I give to the children of Israel for a possession, and die in the mount where you go up, and be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother died in Mount Hor, and was gathered to his people. Because you sinned against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin, because you did not sanctify honor me in the midst of the children of Israel. Yet you shall see the land before you, but you shall not go there to the land which I give the children of Israel.